Well, good evening and welcome to Radio CHLS 100.5, Orin Jim with Music for the Middle Ages.
Here we are. Again, must be Monday night.
Monday at 7.
And it's 4 minutes after 7, so that Adam Puddington, Deer in the Headlights, that counts as one of our songs.
Evidently, if you cheat, it does.
It's not cheating. If you just are sitting here listening to it, waiting for it to come on, then it's part of your song repertoire.
Okay. Fine.
And we'll phone the CRTC, the Canadian Radio and Television Commission, tomorrow and find out the real ruling on this.
Okay. Or we'll ask Jeff.
Tomorrow.
He can tell us, yeah.
Okay. We'll leave a note. In the meantime, we have a theme.
We do have a theme, as we always do.
This is a blockbuster theme. I'm really looking forward to
it. Are you? Because I think it's a bit watered down and loosey-goosey and not really going to be very good.
Fun?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Well, just a little warning for our listeners. This is going to be a really mediocre show.
Well, the show
tonight
might be good, but I think our theme has gone sideways. So.
Has it now?
Yeah. Oh. Well, partly due to me, because I haven't put a lot of effort into it.
Oh, well, that explains a lot.
Yeah.
It's not that it's a bad theme.
And partly because it's a bad theme.
It's that it's being implemented poorly.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, we should
explain what
it is.
All right.
So last week we did a show, Songs Before and After.
Which was a fun show.
It was. It turned out quite well.
So much so that we should do it again.
Well, that's the thought. But this week's show is going to differ because now we've decided that one of us will present a song and the other has to provide the before or after.
Rebuttal.
Rebuttal for the song.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if radio shows all over the world start copying this format.
Just from tonight's show?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You are definitely more optimistic about it than I am.
Well, so let's see how many people phone in and tell us that it's world class.
All right, we will.
All right. So you want me to start?
Yes.
All right, I will.
You present your song,
okay,
and I'll see what I've come up with.
So now these songs don't have anything in common at all, except the rebuttal songs have to be a rebuttal, either a before or after rebuttal to the song I'm about to play.
Well, that's where you've lost me. See, I don't get the before or after thing. But
well, what happened? Well, for instance, I'm playing Rolling Stones,
mm-hmm,
Sympathy for the Devil.
Right.
So you could pick any component of that, Rolling Stones. So you could play a song called Stone High Up on a Hill before it
right
rolls down.
If I could find that song, I could play that one. Yep, for
or
sure.
Or you could go with, excuse me, you could go with virtually anything. What happened just before the Rolling Stones sang Sympathy for the Devil? I have to cough.
Well, why don't we go ahead and get the song started, and then you
all
can
right
go ahead and do that.
All right. And we'll just make it up as we go along, really.
Sounds good.
And won't we have fun? Watch with glee while you kick that queen.
and you is the nature of my day. Oh, yeah. Get down in it.
There's quite so much woo-hoo going on in there. It sort of sounds like a choo-choo train in the background. Woo-hoo. Yeah.
They're just grooving.
Yeah.
They're having fun, feeling sorry for the devil.
Yeah, that poor devil.
Yeah. Is it sympathy or empathy for the devil? Really, which is it?
I don't know.
Oh, well. Where did they come up with that idea? I think it was in the 1960s.
Well, it's quite unusual. It's like the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
And he's got his backup band going, woo-hoo, woo-hoo, the whole time. Weird.
Or great, classic. It's a classic. They seem to have done quite well with the idea.
They did.
Yep. So now you have to rebut.
I do.
This is like debating.
Well, this is where I've gotten lost a little. So my rebuttal is not necessarily got really anything to do with feeling sorry for the devil.
The devil. Or the Rolling Stones.
Or the Rolling Stones.
Or let me introduce myself. Or...
Yeah.
Okay, shall we move on then?
Sure. So my song is Sarah McLachlan in the Arms
song.
Of an Angel. Yeah.
I see. You're rebutting one classic with another classic.
That's right.
Fair enough.
There we go.
Nice song.
Well, I don't know if it fits the theme, but it is a nice song.
It is a nice song. And Sarah McLachlan.
Super fantastic.
Yep. So I was saying that one potential rebuttal, if you weren't doing Sarah McLachlan in the Arms of an Angel, you could do the Grateful Dead, because they would have sympathy for the devil, don't you think?
They might.
The Grateful
but
Dead.
But how would that be before or after?
Just after they died. After they would still be grateful, so they'd have sympathy for the devil.
Fair
I think
enough.
We should just move on with the song.
Let's just do it.
All right. Oh, I haven't pulled it up. You're going to have to.
I think you did.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
You spend all your time waiting for that second chance. Back. The storm keeps on twisting. Keep comfort.
Sarah McLachlan.
On and on and on, Sarah McLachlan.
She knows how to work a song. Yeah. Well,
that took 5.5 minutes. She could have easily pulled that off in 3.
But you don't like a short song. You like the 7 or 8 minute song.
I know. I'm just kind of saying. I'm just kind of complaining. She sang that song like it was all about her.
Well, it's very soulful.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not like a really fun little ditty.
That's right.
Yeah.
Fun little ditty about being in the arms of an angel.
That's right.
So does that mean she's dead?
No, but I think that it might fit because, like, with our theme tonight of before and after, you had sympathy for the devil after you were dead. So I kind of had another after. It wasn't necessarily after your song, but it was after you were dead, you'd rather be in the arms of an angel.
Fair enough.
So maybe that's how it
was. It was a nice rebuttal.
Yeah, no.
I'll give you a 7 out of 10.
4 out of 10. But now it's my turn to go first.
And we're going to pick things up a bit here.
Yes, this is going to be a little snappier.
It is a lot snappier.
So I went with one of my favorites. One of my favorites.
Beyonce.
Zach Brown Band. No, Beyonce didn't come on tonight, but she'll be back.
Okay.
Yeah, Zach Brown Band, Whatever It Is.
Whatever It Is. No, She's Got Whatever It Is.
That's right.
I think it's the name of the...
Well, Whatever It Is, I think, is the video.
Okay.
But, or the song.
The song.
Name, but
all right. So we should listen to that. And then I have about 3.5 minutes to think of a rebuttal.
That's right.
All right.
She got eyes that cut you like a knife, and her lips that taste like sweet red wine, and her pretty legs go to heaven every time. She got a gentle way that puts me at ease, and when she walks in a room I can hardly breathe. Got a devastated smile like a grown man to his knees. So come on, have it is, it blows me away. Everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got whatever it is, I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. Been a type they would ever want to stay. Bring them home at night and they're gone the next day. But that all changed when she walked into my life. And people asking why it is, tell them I don't know. That just something about the woman makes my heart go haywire. She's gonna be my wife. She got whatever it is, it blows me away. Everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got whatever it is, I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. That's how I feel. Cause when she loves me, I'm on top of the world. It's when she loves me, no, I can live forever. And when she loves me, I am untouchable.
She got one of idiots. It blows me away. She's everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find a words to say. She got one of idiots. I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you, I do. You got whatever it is. Oh, you got whatever it is.
Zach Brown, our
right.
favorite.
Well, I've been waiting for this moment because I'm pretty happy with my rebuttal.
Are you excited
about it?
Okay.
So it's safe to say that Zach Brown's maybe smitten with this girl.
He is.
And he's pretty much in love with her, and he's looking forward to marrying her.
Because she's got whatever it is.
She's got whatever it is.
That's right.
Yeah, well, after they get married.
After they get married. Oh, here comes the bad news.
So Nick Lowe has a song called Lately I've Let Things Slide.
Okay.
And it's about, you know, I'm not quite as together as I used to be.
Right. Yeah. Maybe you don't really have whatever it was you used to have.
Right. And you kind of lost it.
Right.
Yeah. I searched all my songs for Lost It. I've lost it. And I had a couple of songs about I've lost it, but they weren't really...
relationship songs? Or
no, they weren't... they weren't... How do I put this? They were kind of craggy songs. They weren't fun to listen to.
Ah, wow. Yeah, so and thank goodness you didn't pick them.
I'm not going to bring a song for Aura to listen to that I know that Aura wouldn't like. That's what I said to myself.
Did you? So, you said self?
Self, don't be
don't
bringing
do
songs
it.
That Aura doesn't like to the radio show.
Wow. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate the effort.
So instead, I brought Nick Lowe, and I like this song.
And I kind of like Nick Lowe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's.
So lately, I've let things slide.
After
I had all that I was so together before we got married,
and now I'm not.
Now I've let things slide.
Well, I think this is going to be a classic rebuttal.
All right.
With a growing sense of dread and a hammer in my head. Fully clothed upon the bed, I wake up to the world that lately I've been living in. There's a cut upon my brow, must have banged myself somehow, but I can't remember now. And the front door's open wide. Lately I've let things slide. I go to the bin, I throw the laundry in, and pick out the cleanest shirt. Then I tell myself again, I don't really hurt. Smoking I once quit, now I got one lit, I just fell back into it. Along with my pride, lately I've let things slide. Evidence is clear on every sign, piled high and wide.
about how lately I let things slide. I'm just about holding on, but lately I've let things slide.
Nick Lowe.
Well, he's being honest.
Mm-hmm.
He's let things slide.
And yeah, sadly, it happens sometimes.
It does. That's a blues song. That's a sad blues song.
Sad, sad. Well, that was Nick Lowe. Not bad. Yeah.
And remember when he had it all? Remember when he had what it was?
What it was.
Yeah.
Well, I know she had what it was, but. So we should talk about the weather before we carry on, because we talk about the weather when it's nasty and ugly, but let's share the joy.
Okay. Well, today's Monday.
Today is Monday.
And it's going to get dark, first of all.
At some point. But look at, let's just talk about that. It was light out until 7, at least 7 o'clock tonight. It's just kind of now getting dark.
That's right. So there's going to be it's about an hour later than it used to be, roughly.
Yeah. Roughly an hour. Funny how that happened. But that's so fantastic. I love that when the time changes and you actually can feel like your day isn't over at 4 o'clock.
My day started a little groggy because it was really dark this morning.
It was. It was a little darker getting up than it has been.
It
true enough.
It certainly was. but now, look, yeah, and it's warm out. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. I'll tell you, I'm just going to go out and dig a hole in my backyard.
Yes,
I'm so excited.
Going to. And it looks like throughout the week we're going to have highs somewhere between 11 and 15 degrees.
Yep. And sun. Sun, sun, sun.
Sunny, clear skies. That's very exciting. I'm looking forward to that. I think at this point everybody needs a dose of sunshine and just can, you know, a little pick-me-up.
And what's cool about these temperatures, they rival what's going on like in Oregon.
Mm-hmm. They do, and we know that because we've been doing a little research.
We have been. We're kind of thinking of doing a West Coast Trail. No, not the West Coast Trail. That's not what we're talking
about. That'd be like way too hard for me.
That's like 10 days of walking.
Yeah,
right.
Or I can't do that. So we were going to drive down the Oregon coast instead, and I think that's kind of exciting. So we were kicking that idea around.
Yeah, we're not going to do it like this week or anything like that. Maybe next
we should do a show about traveling the Oregon coast.
Oh, nice idea.
Yeah.
Good idea.
We'll keep that filed
away. Well, it would make a lot
away.
More sense than this show, that's for sure.
Well, it might.
All right. So I have to pick a song, right?
That's right. So that was your rebuttal.
Okay. So my song, I love this song.
Okay, you're challenging me with?
I'm going to play Marshall Tucker, Can't You See?
All right.
And it's a song about what that woman's been doing to me.
I've got a lot of woman songs tonight.
And then you have because this is a long song, you have about 6 minutes to think of a good rebuttal.
I've already got one.
All right.
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Oh, no. Me.
train and run out of track. Can't you see? Oh, can't you see what that woman lot, oh, she been doing to me? Can't you see? Can't you see what that woman, oh, she been doing to me? What that woman, Lord, she been doing to me? Can't you see? Can't you see? What that woman, oh, she been doing to me? Can't you see? Oh, Lord, she's such a crazy kind of lady. What that woman, oh, she been doing to me? Stand it too much longer. What that woman, oh, she been doing to me? Can't you see? Lord, I'm gonna take a freight train.
Can't you see?
Down at the station now.
What that woman,
ain't I never coming back?
Can't you see?
Gonna take me a southbound.
Can't you see?
On the way to Georgia, Lord.
What that woman,
got a train.
Marshall Tucker with Can't You See.
That's a 6-minute song, but it just goes by like it's 3 minutes.
Very
I
quick.
Love that song.
Yep.
Yep. That reminds me of grade 12, that song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I'm...
Doesn't taste like grade 12, but it reminds you of grade 12.
That's an inside joke.
That is.
Yep.
We should share that we were at a party one time and thought we had some really fine liqueur.
We did have some fine liquor.
Well, we thought, and it Somebody was supposed to be.
Had gifted us a $600 bottle of cognac.
Mm-hmm.
So we took it to this party.
That's right. And we were sharing it, thinking, you know, oh, people will really like this and enjoy it. And one of the fellas that tasted it said, well, it kind of reminds me, it tastes like grade 10, I think he said.
Yeah. when you just kind of mix anything that your parents have in their cupboard.
Including the $600 bottle of cognac, I guess. Yeah. So, I have the perfect rebuttal for that song.
You do?
Mm-hmm. If people are just tuning in, they're listening to Radio CHLS 100.5. And this is Aura and Jim with Music for the Middle Ages. And our theme tonight is Before and After, which it was last week too, but we've put a little twist in. So now Jim gives the, perhaps...
The main song, the principal
song. The song. And then I have to rebut with a before or after song that fits.
What happened just before or after Marshall Tucker?
So I'm excited because this is really the only song that I've got that makes sense in terms of a rebuttal.
That is exciting.
Isn't it?
Wow, so we're really at the pinnacle of the show then.
That's right. Good. You're probably really thankful that you just tuned in.
If you've just tuned in, you have essentially hit the high mark.
That's right. So you played Marshall Tucker with Can't You See? And I thought my rebuttal should be... A before song, and this is why you can't see, because you were blinded by the light.
Manfred Mann.
Manfred Mann.
And speaking of long songs, you take the cake. You win.
Yeah, this is a lengthy number. It's not my usual. But then, you know, Man for Man isn't my usual.
That's true,
so
too.
This is good truly point. Chosen because of the topic of the
see
song.
See what this this theme is doing? Is it's making a stretch.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Yes. Yeah. No, hardly anyone will know this song.
This was a huge song in about
I know.
1970, roughly.
Huge. I even know it.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was Manfred Mann. I just
now
thought it was
do.
The guys that sang Blinded by the Light.
So, it is.
Yeah. But here we go. This is my rebuttal song.
Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
least. It's the newborn chaperone standing in the corner watching the young girls dance. It's the fresh old moonstone who's messing with his cousins, don't remind any more of romance. Another runner in the night, blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche. Another runner in the night, blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche. Another runner in the night,
in the dark with the bumps of the eye,
wrapped up like a douche.
She's gonna make it through the night.
Manfred Mann. Wow, that's a bigger song than I normally play.
Where are they now, Manfred Mann?
I don't know. Probably have gone crazy with
they're that. Probably touring with that one song.
They probably are.
They're probably
are.
Still making a good
they're living still
on that
playing
one song.
It. It's yeah. So long. Like they started at some point and they haven't ever finished.
That's right. They're doing that show in Chicago.
It just goes on and on.
And on people say, I got to go to work. I'm sorry. You know, I love this. But
speaking of shows, we're going to go to one. We're going to go to a concert.
Yeah. I'm sitting there going, what?
What is she talking about?
I forgot.
She's lost her mind.
No.
Yeah, I'm very
excited. Tell the world.
Yeah, so in August, we're going to go and see Rod Stewart.
And?
Santana.
Santana.
Yeah.
I sold it the other way to my son, Kent. I said, in August, we're going to go see Santana and Rod Stewart.
Well, that's just goofy.
And he said, you going to see Santana? And I said, yeah. And he goes, cool.
Really?
Yeah.
So he was excited about Santana over Rod Stewart?
Well, he's 20.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've seen Rod Stewart, and I'm completely on board.
Excellent, because I am too.
You had a kind of a snide comment. Should we have to know who's opening and who's closing because we have to know whether to show
to
up
go
later
early or late
or leave early. We're not going to miss Santana.
Okay. Yeah. I suppose I can manage.
Okay. You can go browse the T-shirts when
that's
Santana's
right.
playing.
I think we're sitting in the grown-up section that allows alcohol, so.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice touch.
Yeah. I don't know Rogers Arena at all. So
it's the hockey rink.
Right.
So the floor is...
But like row 33 means nothing to me.
Oh, it's Rogers Arena. I was thinking it was BC Place. Row 33 would be like way back. But Rogers Arena, those will be good seats.
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping.
Yeah. Nice going.
Yeah. So that's what's happening for us in August. But right now... We only have 10 minutes left to wind this show up, and we have a couple more songs. So.
Okay, so you want to pick the song, and I will rebut it.
All right. Maybe you could look for the song that I don't have on here.
I think you wanted to play... I Look Better Without You?
Yes.
Is that the one?
Yes. I Look So Good Without You, Jesse James. There it is.
Good.
Yep. That's another favorite song of mine. I found that, I don't know, some time ago and just thought it was great. So, this is my song, and then you're going to come up with something to
and
either before or after.
I have a very cute rebuttal.
Excellent.
I've worked hard on this, so that's why I wanted you to play I Look So Good Without You. Because then I can rebut
Then you can play your song. Excellent. Well, this is Jesse James with I Look So Good Without You.
Yeah. Hey, boy, I would have thought that when you left me, I'd be broken with my confidence gone, so gone. Hey, boy, I would have thought that when you said that you don't want me, I'd feel ugly as if something was wrong. Standing in front of the mirror, my skin's never been clearer, my smile's never been whiter. I'd look so good without you. Got me a new hairdo, looking fresh and brand new. Since you said that we're through, done with your lies, baby. Now my tears dry. You can see my brown eyes. Ever since you said goodbye, I look so good. I look so good. Without you, hey, I never would have thought that when you left me, I'd feel sexy and so good in my skin again. And I never would have known that I'd be dreaming so much better without you in my head. Standing in front of the mirror, my clothes never fit better. My I've never been.
Jessie James.
She's pretty happy with the way she looks.
She is.
She is.
She's feeling fresh and brand new.
Without him.
That's right.
Well, wait until she hears what he's up to.
Oh, what's he up to?
Well, my rebuttal is Lyle Lovett with I Married Her Because She Looks Just Like You.
Nice one.
Nice one. And yet she's nice to me.
So before or after?
After.
Ah, okay.
I married her because she looks just like you, yet she's nice to me. So,
well, because if it were before, it would have a completely different connotation. I married her because she looks like you, and I couldn't have you because now you hate me, and yeah.
That's after.
That could be before.
Before?
Yeah.
It's related in some way, in some temporal
It's working.
Way. Yep. So this is relevant. This is our theme writ large right here.
Okay.
Okay, so this is Lyle Lovett with I Married Her Because She Looks Just Like You.
Words, you know I'll always love you. It's not the words I would. wish I could stay. It's more the way your lips look as you spoke them, how the moonlight fell upon your face. I married her just because she looks like you. And for every time you said no, she says, honey, I'll be glad to. And for every time you left me, she says, darling, I'll be there. It's not the words, will you get over it, that made my dreams come true. I married her just because she looks like you. Searched for you, I never would have found her. Oh, and if I had not loved you, I would never have known love. It's not the words, please try to forget me, that made my dreams come true. I married her just because she looks like you. And for every time you knocked me down, she reaches out to help me. And for every time you cursed me, she says, darling, I love you. It's not the words, time heals everything, that made my dreams come true. I married her just because she looks like you. I married her just because she looks like you.
That was a very country choice for you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I love the fiddle.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. And I love Lyle Lovett.
Do you?
You should say that fast. Great name.
Love Lyle Lovett.
I love Lyle Lovett.
Love Lyle Lovett.
I saw Lyle Lovett in Calgary, Jubilee Auditorium, and he's every bit as good as you think he is.
Hmm.
Yep.
Wow. What's he doing now?
Well, he married Julia Roberts. Now he's not. So I think he's probably spending her, what do you call it when you get divorced?
Palimony.
His palimony. Yep.
Yep. Whatever that is. Yep. Yep.
And so he's probably touring the world saying, thank you, Julia.
Yeah, I
bet. I married her because she looks just like you.
All right, well, that was the rebuttal show.
Yep, that was world class. I'm glad. And you know what happened tonight? No technical problems.
No, we seem to have made it through the entire show tonight without any glitches.
Well, aren't we throwing caution to the
wind?
That's
very exciting. Well, we're about to head home.
That's right. No, what can go wrong now?
Yeah, so you've been listening to Radio CHLS, Orin Jim with Music for the Middle Ages on a Monday night. We'll be back again next Monday.
We will, with a new theme. Mm-hmm. And you had a good one. What was the idea again?
Something about the Oregon coast.
Traveling the Oregon coast.
Traveling. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to see what we can find.
We'll find lots.
All right, thanks
so
for listening.
So we're off to get a lot done. But
if somebody should set you free, I pray that